ששיטחו מחושים עליהם, אלו שאם שיטחו מעליהם יתן את כל השפח, ואם השפיחו מהכנסי צוי יגיד בחושי השפח. In other words, you see, so that's the Gemara in Bo-Basta. And the Gemara in Bo-Basta is a shmur himself, Rebus and Abaye. Whether the Ikne Kone, the Ikne Kone, is he stabbed or not he stabbed? The Ikne Kone or Mochav, is he stabbed or not he stabbed? If a person is in Shabbat, in the Sodeis, that he'll buy in the future to the Malve, and then after the Alboye he buys his Ode, and then he sells it to Rikea, whether Odom is Shabbat, the Moshul is Boleil, or the Moshul is Boleil, so I will give a day on the Boleil, can be Matne, so he says, can be Shabbat. The Boleil, I will give a book.
So the Malve, apparently there, the Malve is together.
Kotra Meir you can sell, so certainly you can be Shabbat. The question is, the thing of the Machmash belong, can you be Shabbat or not? So, the Gemara is not patient or violent, the fair. But the Gemara mentions the Inkin Salema of the Inkin, Connor Mocham Shabbat, some in Mele. Some Rishim say that the Gemara was patient. But the Gemara says that even if we say, so, but then, so it is when the Baal Chayv is given. So Gemara says that if we say Baal Chayv is given as a shvach, Baal Chayv is given as a shvach, so it's on the base. I mean that why? Because you can't cross a plane. Meichel etiach and no ekum the ashkel. So it's on the basis of the Ikne. The Mele is only paying a Hotishvach, the Baalchem. Because it's true that the Ikne is coming in Shtabesh of the Shvach, and the Shvach is like a future Sode. What difference does it make? Whether the Sode was bought by the Leibes after the Alboye,
or
so he had to resort to the Ikne, or the Sode comes, or it's a future Shvach that accrued after the Alboye. That accrued after the Alboye. So it's again like future property. So Mele, if it is on the basis of the Ikne Komedi Ishtabri, so at the time when the Shvach accrues, they are two Balchemes. One is the Balchemes Malbe, and one is the Ikea. So Mele, the Balchemes can only begin the Chotzi Shvach. So that's the reason is why the Rambam passes. Balchayv gives a shvach she is pi alukeach, bein she is pi chumachas itzoye, bein she shopchum nechosim aleyen, elo she im shopchum aleyen, terif kol ha-shvach. Because a shvach in the mele is considered like the gufa karki itself, so we don't have to resort to the infinite common shtami. And then even the Balchayv can give even from the Kadu Matone as well, because it's like the Kalki itself. But Shvoche Machmas Itzoye, so then you can only give it on the basis of the explicit Ischaibes and the fact that it was Mishabit itself. So, and how is it able to Mishabit? Because all the Mishabit don't know Shalim Balelo. So Mele, when is the Shibut Chal? When it is Bolelo, there are two Balechides, the Malve and the Likea. So Mele and Balechide can be gained only Chotishma. That's the Gemara that put in Zion to us.
The Balechide can't say, I was here first.
Yeah, because truly he was first, but vis-a-vis the Shvach, he was not first.
Right.
Yeah, then they say,
the
Balechide is a Shvach, so he's Biach HaLikea, Bein Shish Bichumam. So he raised his people to Chosin Alev, and was him shot from Alev to the Kolashva.
So he was him
shot from Alev. So he gave the Chosin Alev. Now one thing has to be pointed out, that we should not equate the Ramban Shike with the Ramban. The Ramban, after going over inside the Mohammed and being in the Chidushin, the Shibu Betes, so the Ramban Shike is unique. I mean the Ramban and the Ramban, Ramban, they all, and most Meshenim, except for Tosfos, agree with the Shita Sarim that there is a basic distinction between Shvachim and Mele and Shvachim Achmas Tzoy. So, yes,
what about the Baal Mor?
All right, 1 second, please. I'm going over now. We went over the Baal Mor inside.
The Baal Mor disagrees with you, all of that, with what everybody else.
The Baal Moyer here, the Baal Moyer doesn't accept the Shita of the Reed.
But really,
there is a basic distinction between Shvachim Mimele and Shvachim Machmas Tzoy. But most Kushanim agree with the Shita of the Reed that there is a basic distinction between Shvachim Mimele and Shvachim Machmas Tzoy. But while most Kushanim agree with the Shita Sarim that there is a basic distinction between Shvachim Mimele and Shvachim Machmas Tzoy, but the Ramban has his own Shita. According to the Ramban, so the category of Shvachim and Mele is very broad. It includes not only Shvachim and Mele Mamesh. What is one example of Shvachim and Mele? A change in price. Let's say the Sode was worth $1,000, then the price of real estate rose and it's worth $1,500. That's one type of Shvachim. Another type of Shvachim and Mele is Dikla Vialli. He had a country, but by itself it became thicker, bigger, or Arab Asticiotin, if by itself the soda became fertilized because many of the animals. So by themselves came the city of Matul Gomin, the Melech, so it became fertilized. That's Shvachim the Melech. So this kind of Shvachim Melech, all the Shemim were accept the Shita Sarim, recognize the Shvachim Melech. But the Ramban Shita is, the Ramban extends the Shita of the Reed. And he says the Shvachim and Mele includes not only Shvachim and Mele Mamesh, let's say a rise in the price, or Dikle Be'alim, Arab Askeshiot, but even if it's Shvachim Achmas Mitzoye, but the excess over and above the expenses is also considered a Shvachim and Mele. But the Rambam, while he accepts but according to the Rambam, Shvachim Mele is limited to Shvachim Mele Mamesh. In other words, it's by itself, without any work or expenses by Rekeach, in the Shvachim food. But if the Shvachim food is a result of work and expenses, then the whole Shvach is to be considered a Shvachim Achmas Tzoy. Alright, so Balchei, yes.
According to the Sitcha of the Rambam, if let's say there's $50 of Hatzah and $150, another $100 of Shvach.
Yes.
When they come to divide it, when the Baal Chayiv and the Lokeach come to divide it, do they divide equally the $150 or are they dividing only the excess?
So they divide
the $150.
They divide the whole Shvach, not the excess. They divide the whole Shvach. Baal Chayiv gives a Shvach, she is Biach al Lokeach, Bein she is Bichu Machmas Yitzoye, Bein she Shifchu Nechosim Aleyen. Elo, she is Shifchu Aleyen, so Shvachim Nele Mamech is considered like the Kaal himself. So we don't have to resort to the explicit Yishaydes of the Ipne Kone Vishnabe. Elo, she is Shifchu Aleyen, Terev Kol HaShvach, because it's like the Kaal himself, the Kaal himself. Or, if there is a rising price, so the same Sode, except the Sode is worth $1,500, not only $1,000. Or Dikl Valim, or Abbas Hashem, the same thing. Tzev Kol HaShvach, V'mishpichu Machmas Yitzoye, gave the Chotzi HaShvach, and it means not Chotzi HaShvach of the excess over and above the Yitzoye, but Chotzi HaShvach, the whole Shvach. Ubaloch Adinu V'dalesh, Shom Zeli Shein. Matome, now, the Gemara says that where the ability to collect from the Shvach is based upon the explicit Yishaydes, so Mele is only Shaya in the case of the Rekeach, because they are very much good Yishaydes, but in case of Mikabu Matone, it's not Shaya. But the Rambam says, that's only if the Shvach is Shvach Abomachmas Tzoy, but if the Shvach is Mele, so then it's considered like the Karka itself, so Mele even, we don't have to resort to the explicit Yishaydes. So Mele, even if from a Mikabu Matone, it can be. Well, I'm מתון לאש אישית חומח בסיצוי, אין בעל חייב גיל נשבוע כלום, ואם שביב חומר לאו, בעל חייב גיל סקולו, וכן ניסיינים שהשביחו המחוסים, אין בעל חייב גיל נשבוע כלום, אבל אם שיתכון חוסים עליהם, גיל נשבוע כולי, עד כאן לשני, והרייב את כוסה, שום כוסה בשניהם, שידע סיוכי, in other words, that the three letters, this is Das Yochi. Whom do the right call Das Yochi? Is she Rabbi? No, is she the Sarif? All right, the Rambam accepts the Sarif. So the right word, you see, in these days, so you could consider it is just Yochi. But the Rishayim, after the right word, so the Rambam, the right word, for the Rana means all these Rishayim accepted is the Sarif. So it's not it as Yochi anymore. it could be considered as Yochi in the days of the Raivet, but not anymore. So what does the Raivet say? Ub magdish nevaloch alef shom kosar, shayin shayin, kosar barash bezar, ein hagin zal leim bidovoze, el leilon, and the Rajbo, even though he says, ein hagin leim bidovoze, but the Rajbo himself, I think, he accepts the sheet of the Rajbo, he just says, that the gaining don't agree with the Shizor. So, in Adin Zalmi in the Vazel, or Leilom, in Gobe, Balchei, Belochot Yishva, Vatil, Vishvoch, and in Mele, who will cause a play the Akne. In other words, the gaining Machil can agree. And they reject this distinction between Vishvoch and in Mele, and Vishvoch and Machma, and they say that the Vishvoch and in Mele is not considered like the Kalaka itself. But, it's something extra, and if it's something extra, so then we have to resort to the Indian of the Ikne Kone Ishtabe, because other Mishabe are so very long. Some Mele, by Mikavuma, that's based upon the explicit Ishaibes. So by Mikavuma, Tony couldn't be gave it, and by Mikeach, where it could be gave it, but since it's a future property, Mishloch and Mele is considered like future property. And by the time it goes, so there are two Balechaybes, one the mouth and one the Likeah, so mainly the mouth, so they are both equal, so they both divide. So they divide, so it can only be given from Chotzi Shvach, not the whole Shvach, even by Shvach and Mele. And by Matone, it cannot be given altogether. So the Raide is Chelek and both Halochas of the Raide. Halochas are one. That by the Kabbal Matone, Shvach and Mele, he can be gave it. Halacha number two, that he can be gave it by Shvach and Mele, he gave the whole Shvach, not Chotzi Shvach. So on both halachas, the Raya is Chayim. Um, Magnish Malach Alef Shem Kosav Zoi Shimei, Kod Zer Kosav Arash Bo Zal, in Hagim Zal Mit Midor Zer Leim Um Mikove, Valachim Lo Chotzi Shvach. Vatil Vishvach and Mele, Lechosav Meyak, Neat Kosav Shimei, ובי אורד בורים, ונפונציה דאטס בו ביסם השמואל, והולכי גיבס השפח, אומר רובט הנה שכך קיצור, ומיכל מכיח, אמרי כבדש, פסים יהיו מין, ומורי נשפחיהם. Because you cannot say one is about Chayv Mugd and the other one is about Chayv Mugd. Because sim, ti si domašal i balailam, it's future property, but on the Mishabri domašal i balailam. But when is the Shibut Chal? When it's balailam, until it is balailam, until the Shvache Kruz, so the Shibut is not Chal. By the time the Shvache Kruz and the Shibut is Chal, so there are two balachayres who have the Shibut.
One is the
Balven, one is the Lekeach, so maybe they divide it. Bin ich auch was nach dem Wein, ich sehe die Lehre, 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 אלו משום שם איכר ריסנו כאילו מלכייה, ואל תנאב את בין של שפח, כמו שקום ראיסי של המאיכר מלכייה, ואל כאילו חושב להיפנה, מה שאין כנאי חשב על חייבדי, ומדין איזה שפח, וזה לא יחדה להיקנה, ואל כאילו גיל המלכי מסגולה, לצשבוח אלו מילה, ובלוכן מחלק הרמב״ם לשבוח אלו מילה, המלכי גיל לכולי, because then we don't have to have recourse to these highness and to the the explicit hishtabus, but by itself it's considered like the car can tell. Vachilkin alof heimish mislichalei, the shvach mele gantili gava medine, because the shvach that is born in mele and is not considered like the car can tell. Vachilkin sielei gam mishvach in melechim. Vine ikosha midas arambam, heiche gida balchim desa shvach adinu mele medine. והרי כי מידע שפח נעשה בשביל סוליקיה שקופסו לשולי, לצי דקלביאלי או ערב אז כסירתי בין כינונים צודה שפח מקורים שוליקיה בין על המיכר בין שוב זכות מהילון בין גיל ואף הולכים של המיכר מהשפח שהוא שוליקיה. Now I think, I didn't see it that anybody mentioned that, but I think it's only Mistabra that even the Gemi who reject the distinction between Shvochen and Mele and Shvochen Machmas and Tzoye, and they say that Shvochen and Mele is also based upon the explicit Hishayves by the Meiche here. So Mele, the Balchei ben Rikea have to divide the Shvach. So that's only in regard to the Dikle, the Aum, Arabas, and Shvach. But in case of Ishvach and the Mele were the prices of real estate rose, so then it's Mistabel that the gaming will also agree with you. It's not Mistabel to say that if, let's say, the Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruben and he had this soda at the time of the Alboy. At the time of the Alboy, the price of the soda was $1,000. And then the prices of real estate rose and it's worth $1,500, that the difference between $1,000 and $1,500 is future profit. Future profit. Bishlein early got the case of Dikla the olive. So, originally at the time of Alboye, the palm tree was so small, so short, and so thin. And then, by itself,
spread out.
It spread out in breadth, in width, in height, and everything. So then we can understand the sheet of the game, that it's not considered like the original tree. But in the case where the same soda became more expensive, that certainly it's in stabber, that it's considered like the same soda, not like future property. It's future property. I mean, how will we separate the rise in the price, the $500 from the $1,000. It's the same soda. So when are the game, even though I didn't see it, any one should say it. I didn't see it, maybe someone does say it. But it's Mistabel that the game, when they are chilik and the reef, they are only chilik and the reef in regard to the case of Zikla the Ali Maravas and Shirke, where there is
A physical change,
that's right, a physical change in the subject, in the tree. It's a different tree. First it was a short tree, very relatively thin. Then it grew by itself in breadth, in width, in height. So that's something additional to the original truth, or to the original Tzaddik. Mashiachim, the same Tzaddik, is now worth $59 instead of $1,000. How can we say this is future profit? What's future profit? Is it the same Tzaddik?
So what's the din? So what's the din in that case?
So in that case, where there is a vice in the price, even the gaining will agree and tasteless will agree that the Balchik can be gaven even from the Kabbalah. When do the gaining and tasteless say the Balchik cannot be gaven even Shvachim and Mele from the Kabbalah? Because Shvachim and Mele too has to be based upon the experience highest. That's in the case of the Shvachim and Mele of Dikla the Ali, Arab Aska Shielding, not in the case where there was a vice in the price. Alright, but Reb Chaim doesn't discuss that, but I just said it like a fool. I think it's mistaken. For it being a kosher, it is a Rambam. Here, give the Avalchi, the Zashvar, the Mele, the Dine, the Chidi, the Ashvach, Nasi, the Shosolikea, Shibu Faso, the Shalei, the Kinonin, so the Ashvach, the Kori, who Shalikea, Vein, Alameich, the Beish, and Skus, Meilom, Beir, give the Avalchi, Shalameich, the Ashvach, Shalikea, Bidin, the Rambam, Sirle, the Chidi, the Avalchi, Shibu, the Avalchi, and that's the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says that the reason is why Shvachim and Mele, so the Balchiv can be given even from the Karumatone, and you can give it the whole Shvach, because you don't have to have recourse to the Yikne Konin Yishtabei, so that's based upon the Alocha of Mumein Ashvach, Haroi Ashvach. So Mumein we can say, we saw it in the Melchamis, Shibudi Ashbach. So that's the way the Ramban explains it. But we cannot say it only the Ramban. So he says, "V'evening the Ramban Sfiroi Dechim Yeshabalach Eif Shibud Al Bakarke Amun Al Karka Shalei De Ashbache In Kinokoshe Damai Bishvochet Machos Litzoy Rishok Medine V'ai Kain Olam Gun Mitzie Daf Kupalev Not like the Ramban. So, according to the Ramban, you can test that cash. Because the Ramban shiti is that the reason is why Shvachim and Mele, the Balchiv can be gained even from the Kabbalah Tone, because we apply the concept of Haroi Ashbach. So, just as we say Haroi Ashbach, we say Momeni Ashbach, Shibudi Ashbach. The Ramban says so. But the question is, but the Halacha of Momeni Ashbach applies even to Shvach Rabo Machas Tzoy, Vohorai, if somebody is here, the Sechsod HaVeir Shoyim Vashuz, somebody trespasses, Shimon, gets on the Sode of the Rubain, and then he's Mashbi on the Sode, and then there is a Shvach, and the Shvach is $500. Rubin Sode was worth $1,000, now together with the Shvach, so it's worth $1,500. But he spent, he put in work, and he spent money, $100. So the Allah is willing to tell him, you did, I didn't ask you to do it, and you did it in an unauthorized manner, so get off the Sode, I'm keeping the Sode in the Shvach, but I'll pay you the expenses, the $100. Why? Because of a Momeni Ashbach. So the Ramban says, Momeni Ashbach applies even to not only Shvachabomachos, but to the extent of the Itzoy, we don't say Momeni Ashbach, to the extent of the Itzoy. But in respect to the excess over the Itzoy, we do say Momeni Ashbach. So the Ramban says that here in Balchei can be given from the Kabbalah Matone, not only Shvachabomachos, but Shvachabomachos. Matsuya, also the excess over and above the Matsuya. But the Rambam, sorry, Tongs, the Rambam, there is no Tasha, but the Rambam, she thinks not like that, that the Baal Chayv cannot be given from the Shvach HaBo Machatz Tzoye. Not only cannot be given Shvach HaBo Machatz Tzoye to the extent of the Tzoye, he cannot even be given from the Kabo Matone, the excess, from the excess over and above the Tzoye. So, obviously, the Shittas HaRambam is that we do not say Momeni Ashbach regard vis-a-vis, that we do not say Shibudi Ashbach, just as we say Momeni Ashbach regarding the excess over and above the Yitzhoi, because in the Shittas HaRambam has been that we say Shibudi Ashbach just as we say Momeni Ashbach. So then the Rambam should say like the Rambam,
right,
that the Baal Chayv can be given from the Mekabel Matone, even from the Shvach HaBo Machatz Tzoye, but from the excess of the Bote Tzoye.
Yeah,
so, so the Shittas Rambam means not like the Rambam, that
he cannot collect
anything. Say Shibudi Ashbach. In order to say Mameni Ashbach, then he has to be Konri Gamre to the person. But if he doesn't entitle it, he cannot say Mameni Ashbach. He cannot say Shibudi Ashbach. So then the question is, if we cannot say Shibudi Ashbach, why is the Baal Chayv able to be given from Shvachados and Mele Dikle the Ali Marabas to Shilten from the Kabbalah of Shalem? That's the Kabbalah. So he says, Di Dinei Mele Rambam Sirol Yudhi Baal Chayv Shibit Ol Takak Amru Mele Kar Kashalei Yudhi Ashbach in Kino Koshe Damai Yishvach El Machmas Yitzoy Yishvach El Yine Vahay Kayo Omru Yitzir Dab Kutalet דאיר מסרפת אין דה שיש ביסור הבניות ובנית בקוריס אי משום דה קרק של בי משיש ביחו ואם כן גם הורך אם דה רמב סטירוי ובאורחים שיש לי שבו הקרק יוכלים עלי גם כן הרוי דלבא ואם כן גם משפח הבא מחמוד צוי גם כן לין הרוי אלבא ולוי הילה כי אנחנו נדינה לקוריס והמסר איתו הורחים נדינה והרי בדבר רמב נבוי הדביסים כמה תנון באורחים ותמשך לו וכמו שכוסף זהו שני אלוהים כמו איזה שופי בשביל מטון בגיבה ביקושת דמיים מתוכל בשפח משמחר נערוי אלבא בגיר עלי נעבי באמס גם הרמב״ם סביר לי דין הבורחי יוכלי נערוי אלבא דערי נוי בורחי פרק שיבודה ישחיל כמרמב״ם דהר דין הדערוי אשבח לא שייך אלו במי שגוף הקרקע ישראל but not לגבי מי who has a שיבוד על זה. Now Ramban says, just as one can say Ahoy Ashbach, he can say Shibudi Ashbach. The Ramban, the Rambam is Chilek, he can say Ahoy Ashbach if he has title in the Arme, but he cannot say Shibudi Ashbach if I don't have title in the Karki. I only have a Shibud in the Karki. The Arme, the Ahoy Ashbach, the Shayach, the Arme, the Shibud, the Karki, the Arme, the Hod is Tirole, the Balchei, geben Schwachen mehr in die Nähe, wie auch noch ab der Schwache an der Hohe, schon an der Melon, heine mit Schum, schon in Stabrole, a Karke, schon in Zorch, kohle, sie wurde die Meche, wa a Karke, wupe ins Reche, wurde, uche die Kaimon, die Gamle, ach am die Salene, gam ging, gebe mir nach Hossum, wie auch noch ab der Scheier, schub, sie wurde auch reine, und wie sehr schab hier nicht in der Schwach, die Chim in der Schwach, wo mehr a Karke, ki gupe, schon Karke, dole, ולוח אמרו נחמוי ישלי שבילו הקרקע רומי גם כאל שבילו השבח ולמהן ילומיד עמד השבח ושאול לקייח וכל זה הוא שייך אם הוא יחושב כדי למנע מייחר אבל מאחר שפול יתיסנה הקרקע על כן השבח שייך להקרקע וכניגופה של קרקע גם למייחר גם עלי ממילא שיבוד המדינה גם בגלו ידיעקנה. So in other words, the reason is why the Rambam says that the Baal Chayv can be given from Shvachan and Melon from Kabbal Matone where there is no explicit Yischayres in Shibudi. Because, not because, as the Ramban explains, because of the longness of Ahoy Ashbach. No, Ahoy Ashbach is only Shayach when the person is titled in a piece of land, not when he has a Shibud in a piece of land. We don't say Shibudi Ashbach. But Shvachan Mimele Dikle Reali Maravas Kishirte is considered as the Karke itself. He has a Shibut on the Karke Mimele. He has a Shibut on the Dekel. So he has a Shibut on the thickened Dekel. He has a Shibut And the sode, so he has a shibur.
And the fertilizer.
And the fertilized sode too, that the king fertilized by himself. Right. Upizeh agam yichodim echalik arambam, yishpach avon machmas yisoyel, yishpach adun meile. Then Rav Chaim mentioned something else. Vihinei bi-Roshalme per-Talet bi-Maisres, Ise Rav Zire, Rav Yase, Bishim Rav Lezer, Hazerei asode hefke achayim bi-Maisres. Even though hefke is part of Maisres. But if somebody steps and they saw the hair and the plants and all kinds of trees, and then they produce food, so that food is highly mighty, even though the person who planted the social health care did not intend to acquire title itself, because if he plants so the health care, he could acquire title for Hazoket, when he would also Hazoket. But suppose he said to Feirash, I don't want to acquire title in the sun itself. I'm just planting the certain trees, oranges, and apples, and vines, and all kinds of trees. So then these pears are higher becomes maestras in the right. Since Yerushalmi, the Chenu B'Rambam, Peren Beitum, Vestum, Shaloch Yidalem, Harei Lehel Yidav, Agav B'Yerev, Lissichsod HaBeire, Yad HaShtach Shol HaBailim, Mikomokin, Mizureya, Sod HaHefkia, Mlamrin and HaShpach HaHefkia, Tano Dahakel Shol HaRezureya, Din Lohoyo, Din Rakioris, Lifichalkei, Haritzor Kliye, Yistevu, Vichur, Rovin, Zebze, In other words, it should be a Rovin of HaHefkia, and not HaHefkia, והוקוך עוד לכל השפח הוא של הזריה ומכן עושה שפיר הודעינה ברוכי מיתיר מהשפח הבוא על ידי צויה כי אם דליקי הזורו אינותו אם כן הרי השפח שי הודיע Why does Rav Chaim mention all of this long this actually he didn't have to mention it but Rav Chaim was bothered by a certain cash just as Rambam says that the ברוכי can be given from שפוח הדוס and the melee even from Kabumatone where there is no extinct disguises. Why? Because it's considered like the karka itself. So mele, like the extension of the karka itself, so by Shvochemach, so you should also say the same thing, that it's considered like an extension of the karka itself. Because after all, it emanated from the karka, so it's Bomahas itself. So the same longness that we say in regard to Tikkun Diali, we should say in regard to the decal that became taken to a little work or a lot of work done by Rikea, the same one then. So the Rambam sometimes says, you know, if there is no Baili who is Meakez, then we can say, so he said like this, so in other words, if somebody is here to sechsod the hefker and then Peres wrote, so the Peres belong to him, it's not hefker. Why do they belong to him? After all, he didn't intend to be to acquire title in the land. So mele the Peres couldn't be his on the basis of Royash, because he intended not to become the owner of the soil. So why is he considered the owner of the Peres? The answer is there is a special halacha. When a person produces something, it is his. So mele, since he produced it, so it's his.
Like a gosling. A gosling.
He produced anything.
No, a gosling, in the form of Baba Kama.
Oh, you mean there? Yeah, enough money. Okay. So when a gosling has kinyon in the gavi tashmishi. So when a person produces something, so it is his. Now, if the halacha is when a person produces something, so it is his. So even if somebody is here, this is sort of a very short in their shoes, that he can't trespass somebody, another spirit or another, the field of somebody else, Shimon, is here, this is sort of a way, and he plants trees, and then tree, all kinds of trees grow as a result of his work. So all the trees He spent $100 expenses, he gives $90 and then he throws and gets rid of it. It's my Sunday. But the trustee should be able to tell him, what do you mean it's your Sunday? Did you produce a type for this? So it's mine, the Sunday is yours. But the payers are mine? No, the answer is, when there is a balasode, so the balasode is the akil, that the mashpiach shouldn't be able to say, I was mashpiach, mimele, it is mine. Because the schus of the balasode is greater, prevails over the schus of the mashpiach. But the extent of the mitzie, so then the schus of the balasode doesn't prevail over the schus of the mashpiach. But in case of hepker, where there is no conflicting schus, no balasode, so then the mashpiach owns everything. This is what he said. Now, we can skip two paragraphs. Now, Vini Oriv, that Kubo, the Babin Tarak, Ubaramas, Vini Oriv, the Kamen Yitzi, Al Hodi Balchei, Geide Mishvach, Balchei, Geide Mishvach Maton.
Die Bauchheit und Scheich Qualar der Arashbach.
Hagdome, Valkin, Shneim, Chilki, but the question is, according to the Ramban, that the reason as to why the Valkin is given from the Shvach, from the Chilk is given by the Shvach, is because of Aroy Ashbach, Shibudi Ashbach. So, Mele, why does the Gemara say that when Balchik is given from the Shvach, so it's given only Chotzi Shvach? Chotzi Shvach, not the whole Shvach. Why not the whole Shvach? Because there are two Balchibes, but according to the Rambam, we understand it. Because Shibudi Ashbach, we don't say, Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, that we say Shibudi Ashbach. So really it's like the karka itself, and by the karka itself there is a halacha that if one balchei is kibbuk there, so he has the shibud, and the other one, the balchei meucher, is not, has no shibud. So here too, yeah, how is the rikeach equal with the balve? After all, the malve is the balchei meucher there, and the rikeach is a Balchei Meucher, so according to the Rambam, it's difficult, but according to the Rambam, it's not difficult. Vine kvor yitsho b'shein malhodo mashmonu Balchei Gilis HaShvach, ומפור שלא מסוג ידעו משום תנוי דנו איקום באשפה, ושמו גופי בוי לא יבוא בס ודיק נשתבי, ומבוי השום מסוג ידעים דיק נלוי נשתבי, אין בלכי נקבות השפח ומקייח, משום דעה בדעקנה, וכין לא יפשיטו עם בעיה, אם כי נועה בספקים בלכי גילס השפח, ואיך כל השמוע לא אוכל בלכי גילס השפח ועדיין, והרמבן צירס בזה, בכל שפח שאין דין קינים בפני עצמי, שפר משתבית לבלכי, אף אם דעקנה לא היא משתבית, if it's not an entity by itself, so then even if we say this is loy mishtabei, but if it's not an entity by itself, then the shibut is chal. Mishum damrin na roi ashbach. Behold, it all agmol lo basra din kli eshvach. Bidin dikne hayne rag bishvach, sheyesh bechal nizdin chinim bifni atzmei, kim binyen ulitir vichadeyne. If it's a new entity, in other words, he built houses, just yesterday. Suppose he built, you know, a condominium. So that's an entity by itself, doesn't have to be a condominium, any house, or even if he plants trees. But if it is Shvach, Aboma, Hasem, Soye, that at the end is integrated in the field. A building is never integrated in the field. It's something new. A tree is not integrated to the field. It's something new. But if it is something like fertilizing is so there, and so then if in the end it's integrated to the field, then we say Aroi Ashbach, and we don't have to resort to other Mishabit or Sholeilam. When do the Gemara say that we have to resort to the concept of other Mishabit or Sholeilam? So, Mimele is considered like future property, and Mimele we divide it if it is a new entity. This is what Ramban says. Bitaim shalom barar mibuyer, tichim daroi ashbach, im kinshu ben mochus hakinye, umitzoyim, but then, but we don't see aroi ashbach to the extent of the itzoye, so how can the Balchei be given the shvach, and without him paying out the itzoye? The answer is, kinder inochis ataiten elishko itzoyim Balchei, rak mamecher, in view of the fact that there is an agreement between the Mecher and the Rekeach, that the Mecher will reimburse the Rekeach. So when the Rekeach is Mashbiach, so he does it that he does it for the purpose that he should have title to the Shvach. No, he knows that he is not going to have title to the Shvach. So he does it for the purpose that the Balcheib should have title to the Shvach. And he'll just get reimbursed from the Meche. So the Meche, B'tayim Shalom Banar Mivuya Dechim Yair Ashbach, in Kishubim Meche Yimuchus HaKiryen, ומצוין נפתח, כמוי נוחס, עלי תנו נשקל, מצוין בלחיב, ורק מהמייך היה. ועל כן שפר משתבי, תפין יקנה לא יתשתבי. כי במישי החוכת, תאין אני עוד המק בראשו בלילום, דוין מחוס הקיניין כלל. So, כי דאר מודי אשבח, and when do we have to resort to the יקנה קודם משתבי, and it's and it's like future properties of ability divine, that's in regard to Ishvach, that is an entity by itself. Ufidas Rambam, where I'm going to be Baruchim, the Arai Ishvach, Chizeres Kushishim, Deich HaMashmuel Baruchim, Yivis HaShvach, Vozeu Yibai Lo Yipshite, Indik Nishtabet in Lohi. So what is the Kashe against the Rambam? The Kashe against the Rambam is, the Gemara says that if the Baruchim can get the Shvach, it's on the basis of the Ikne Kone Vishtabei, and the Ikne Kone Vishtabei, that is Nabai Vashmuel. So why does Shmuel say that Baruchim is given a Shvach, and what is a Steda? It's in the Rapshites. So it's Mashma that it's not, it doesn't depend upon the Shiloh whether the Ikne Kone Vishtabei is not. So the Ramban gives it Eretz. The Ramban says, when do we say that the ability by Baruchim to be given from the Shvach but the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between the Shvach that is integrated with the field and the Shvach that is an entity by itself. So the Melech, Mashmah, according to the Rambam, is that we have to resort to the Ikne-Kone Vishtabei in regard to every Shvach Habo Machos Nitzoi, and in regard to a Shvach, so that's based upon the Odom Shabbat Rosh Leilam, that's Nabaye, by Shmuel, how the Shmuel says that the Baruchim is giving the Shvach with Pshites without any question. In other words, regardless whether we say the Ikne Kone Nishtabi or we say the Ikne Kone Nishtabi. So then, now I don't want to go inside because I have an appointment with Akhtar. But Reb Chaim is saying, according to the Rambam, when is Baruchim gave the Shvach And even if we say Mikne Uikonis Umocha Loishtabe, that's in the case of Napetike, because the Rambam Shita is that vis-a-vis a regular Shibut, we don't say
Kino Kana Mishtabe.
But vis-a-vis Napetike Mipureshes, then the Shita Rambam is that we do say Aroi Hashbach. Aroi Hashbach. Why does the Rambam distinguish? Why does the Rambam distinguish?
Whether it's an apotheke or not?
And the Apotheke in Parashas, because we have a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi Yitzchak, whether Balchim and Matreya will be there, or Mikamahabrik. Of course, we must go and Rabbi that Mikamahabrik is there. So Shidus Rambam is, I cannot go into it, but Shidus Rambam is that these are being apetik in Mephoreshes, so then the Baal Chay is the Mephreo. If it's the Mephreo Gede, so really we can say Aroi Ashbach, the Gabi apetik in Mephoreshes. So Mele Rab Chaim says that according to Rambam, when the Shmuel say Bipshites Baal Chay Gede Ashbach, even if we assume that the Mipnik, Kono, Mochar, Roish, Tavim, that's a regular shield. But because he's not given in a prayer, Mashim Jim Napitkin Freshes, for he said, Lohiloch Behoim Nel Mizu. So then the Rambam is made that we apply the Aloha Paro Yashbach. Why? But one second. Because in the case of Napitkin Freshes, so the Shittes Rambam is that we say Mafreya Ogeide. I mean, Rav Chaim doesn't mention that, but Rav Chaim only says that in case of Hebrew Koreshes, the Rambam is made that we apply the Aloha Paroi Ashbach. The question is, Onesha, the Rambam is really coming.
The Rambam
says that just as we say Aroi Ashbach, we say Shibudi Ashbach, but the Rambam Shiti is we only say Aroi Ashbach, we do not say Shibudi Ashbach, so why by a Petike we do say Aroi Ashbach? Because this is I'm adding, and there is a riot from Rambam. I think there's the pshat in the time too. There is a riot that the Rambam Shiti is that by a Petike in the four ashes, so then it's Limatreya again. Now, let's see the Rambam.
Wait.
One second, please. Now, for next week, we should go over the Yerushalmi in Perek Yud of Shviz, in Machlekes Amoraim, about an apetike, soda apetike. If the Rebbe sells a soda apetike, even a soda apetike stout, not only apetike in Parashas, but even a soda apetike stout. So if the Rebbe sells a soda apetike, so one mandoma says the mechir is not in chal altogether. The other mandoma says that the mechir is chal. Now, most Rishayim Paschal are in Mandoma of the Mechir Yitzchal, except the Baal Yitro, in Eis HaPetike, he Paschal's like Mandoma, that even by HaPetike Stam, the Rebbe cannot sell the Zohar. Because HaPetike Stam is considered like the Sode of the Malbe, so how can the Rebbe sell it? In other words, it means it's mortgage to the Malbe. So he's the owner. How can the lady sell it? He makne the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Baal Yitro. But all that of Shem Paschal and the Mandoma and the Rosh Hashanah that he can sell. But let's see the Shittes Rambam. In Perek Petches, Meluches Malon, the Rebbe Aloch and Kol.
There's two types of apotekis?
Yes, there is a apotekis stam and there is a apotekis furashis. There is general shibut. General Shibut means he lends money and he doesn't mortgage any particular piece of property. But, so, if you make a star, so the Mechosim HaMishut, that's general Shibut. Then there is an Apetik Estam. Apetik Estam means he stipulates this sudden of the warning, despite the sudden, he said, is more damaged for the
loan.
That's a big stuff. Then there's the apetic and the voracious. Apetic and voracious means not only more because of the fear. He said, you can only collect the debt from this field. You cannot collect
from any
other part. So that's apetic and voracious. Now, here the Rambam says, in Pirishmaches, Mukhesmal, Gorin, Allah, and Allah, also, so they are apetic, even apetic is down. So it's mechor. And I suppose that the same thing according to the Rambam would apply to an apetic and voracious also. That if is mechir, so hareis mechor. Uchshiyobei, so he passes like Mandoma, that mechir is chal. Not like the Balaito who passes like Mandoma and Yerushalmi. That mechir is not in the chal. Uchshiyobei balchei blikveis, im lo yimtso nechosin mechirin, yitri peso. Bamed vorm amurim, oh, but this is one thing that the Rambam mentions. Bamed vorm amurim, vishemocha lishaito, amo mocho memkara ilom, eino mechor. But if he sells it, let's say for a year, some mele the mechir is chal. The leite
that's not selling. That's like renting. That's like renting or leasing.
No. Renting. Well, in chanami, a mechir lishon has this many characteristics of schiras. Mechir yemei there's a lashon agmore in Berakazon on tzie that. Okay, whatever. So the Rambam says, according to the Baraitos Pesach, he cannot rent it either, because it's not his field. But the Rambam asks that he can sell it with his shop. Vamed vol namurim bishemoch al nishayto, avol mocho memkar eilom, eino mecho. The Rambam אמר אברום לא יפחים ולא הידים דרך הירושלמי אשר מוצו על זוי סמם ודץ עם פרקיות of שביז בירושלמי. So the Rambam שיטי is even by a pentic star as כמה וכמה of a pentic and precious where he said לא הילוך ברוי תלו מזרו so the מחיר is hard because it passes like Mandoma the מחיר is hard but the Rambam שיטי is even the Mandoma says the is how, so it's only if he sells it with the shop. So, but if he sells it in perpetuity, then the mechira is not how. Now, why so? Obviously, it is a Rambam is that in case of a penny, there is the material case. Because if the Shittes Rambam had been that in case of a penny, it's also a Kadlahabu gave it. So, why can't Why can't he sell in perpetuity? Why then he's gave it? So it's become a habit. It becomes the malvis. So why shouldn't the mechir be chal at the very outset? So obviously, she does not believe that when does Rabbi say that Balchayim is become will have we gave it, that's in case of a regular sheep. But in case of a pig, even a pig can stop. Not a painting in the Foreshes, where he said, oh, you have to run down. But if you go into a certain Sunday, then when the Chayim is gave it, so it has retroactive effect. So it has retroactive effect. That's the Shishab. So Mele, the Rambam, says, Amet vol namuri, ishemoch al ishaito, avomoch al mkarelo, imchon. So then you'll ask, one of Shach, if these are being authentic, so Baal Chayim, when he's gave it, has retroactive effect, and it's not really gave it, so even if he show he should be able to sell, why is he able to sell? If he show, so the Pshat is, the Mandoman, the Shalman says, that if he show he can sell, even though he's not really gave it, but until the G.A., the lady has a key in person.
But the king Nagu is, he has retroactive effect. In other words, when, because in the Rambam Pablo, it says that we would apply also, let's say, according to Abai, every Balchay, when he's given, so it's a Machfeoti. So does that mean, let's say, suppose, Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon? No, I bet. But Shimon had his son. So then, renting $1,000 for 5 years. Then, at the end of 5 years, when the debt matures, so he, Ruvain comes to Shimon and says, pay me the $1,000, says, I have no money. So he said, all right, but you have his son, so he goes to best. And best, he's given the son for Ruvain. So according to Abai, he's my friend, okay? But Shimon, in the 5 years, 8 parents. So will anybody say according to Abai,
he has to pay
for the parents? No one will say to pay according to Abai. Why not? If it's retroactive effect, so it's retroactively determined that he had title to his son as a friend of the Alboye. So if the lady, the Shimon, 8 pairs for 5 years, let's say the pairs he ate for 5 years is worth $5,000. Should give him the $5,000. But the buyer wouldn't say that. The answer is even according to a buyer that my prayer gave me, but until the VA, he has the king of pairs is his, the latest. And my prayer gave only means that the entire group is concerned. Yeah. So it's retroactively determined. The title to the king Agub was vested in the Malbe. But the king of Peres, so is remains vested in the Leve until the Gvie. So Peres sins, he has a king of Peres until the Gvie in that sort of thing. So maybe he can sell it with short. Maybe he can sell it with short as the Shizrama. So Peres, now we can understand the prime start. The prime is the kasha against the Rambam. Rambam, that we don't say Arui Ashbach in the case of Shibut. We don't say Shibut Yashbach. So how is it that Shmuel says that she gets Balchit Gidus Ashbach? Teira Shachar is right. But Shmuel himself is not buying whether one can be Shabbat in Dovo. So, and here he says the Pshites is given Shvach. So, Chaim says, when the Shmuel says the Pshites, that the Balchim is given Shvach in the case of Soda Petike. So, in the case of Soda Petike, there the Rambam is made that we say Aroi Ashbach. But the Rambam Pshite is, Aroi Ashbach we only say when the Gufa Dovo, the Gufa Sode, is called to the person. But we pass that Balchayiv is Kamhabu Gide, the answer is Balchayiv Kamhabu Gide, that's in regular Sode. But Sode Apeitike then is the Mafreo Gide. And we see that that's the Rambam, because the Rambam says in case of Sode Apeitike, the Levi can only sell the Sode with the shop until the Gide, but if he sells it in perpetuity, then the Mechira is bottled. Why not? Why is it bottled? Because if ultimately the Balchim is given, so it has retroactive effect in regard to the king of Agub, so how can he sell it to the Jewish? But for sure, since he has a king of Paris, until the year, something he can sell it.
So if you would sell it in perpetuity, then this would be bottle hab initio. So then when the
ultimately it is recovered.
Then when the lokeh comes to the balkai, it will be like the case of Gazam. He'd be able to recover only the karen. He would not be able to recover the chaytzar.
That's right. Exactly.